From nearness to the sun, let the dry bough get anything besides withering sooner. O man without wisdom, do not be an inebriate of the sort that he comes to his wits and he feels sorry. Nay, be one of those inebriates on account of whom, while they are drinking the wine, mature intellects suffer regret. O you who, like a cat, have caught
the suffer regret is a little bit different than the word here, because the word is envy. Means they envy them, yes. Means I know, don't be like these stupid drunk fellows from nothingness, which is ridiculous. Be from those exceptional fellows that when they drink, even the most mature, wise people will envy them, because their drunk yard is different. They're transformed. That's how it goes. Yep.
O you who, like a cat, have caught an old mouse, if you are so brave from that wine, catch a lion. O you who have quaffed the cup of nothingness from a phantom, do not reel like them that are intoxicated with the realities. Mm-hmm. You are falling to this side and that, like the drunken. O you on this side, there is no passage for you on that side. If you find the way to that side, henceforth toss your head now to this side, now to that.
What is this and that, this and that? Because there is this and that, and you love to have both of them. And it doesn't work. It's like you want to have the day and the night at the same time. It doesn't work that way. You want your ego to be satisfied and your soul to improve. And logically it makes sense, why not? But it doesn't work that way. Because here you need selflessness. When we say selflessness, suddenly you don't really like it. As if you're saying, don't have a self. We mean have less, selfless, not without the self. There is no without the self. We're not talking about the nonsense of angels and stuff like that. We're talking about a normal human being. So lesser yourself for the other stuff, because if not, have them both. If you let this selfish stuff to grow, the other one cannot grow, because you have only one volume of existence. Filled with self, there is no place for anything else. Yes?
You're all on this side. Do not idly boast of that side. Since you have not the death, do not agonize yourself in vain. He with the soul of Kittur, that does not shrink from death. If he knows not the created, it is fitting.
Yeah, there is one fellow that we know who could go around and not giving a damn about anything. Why? Because that fellow is the exception. That fellow doesn't die. So he has no fear. He's the green movement, the greeny stuff. That's what Khuzar is, literally. He is a forever living prophet. Why? He had a sip of that water. Remember? That Alexander Great cannot find. But he did. Why? Because he was not counting on his power. That story. Here he will say, look at these examples we make. If you were that fellow, okay. But if not, remember, the point is not for you. We send you from here to somewhere else. This is not for you going there, being better and enjoy it. This is to transform you to become a part of we, because that's only source of happiness. Our connection, happiness for humanity, not for animals. For animals is simple and achievable. For humanity is difficult. Why? Because our happiness is related to other people's happiness. You can not, I repeat, you can not really be happy when you are surrounded by miserable people. And you cannot be very sad if you are surrounded with enchanted people. That's what it is. And this is the difference between me and animal. So, if I want to be happy, I have to try to make my environment happy, the people around me. Because if I let my ego, I would love to enslave everybody. I would love to wake up in the morning that everybody on the earth is bowing to me. Even that is not limited enough. Remember the story of Namrud? I don't want him to come down and bow to me. Why not? It's me. This big me is the problem. And I cannot get rid of it. We are trying to make place for the other one, which is we. Remember, what is my meaning? In we. Remember the meaning of this? The meaning of this is what? If you thought about the glass, there should be humanity drinking, then this has this meaning. If not, it's just a piece of glass. Top. Or it's a thing. Period. That's what it is. The meaning. The meaning of me is important. And it's not here, it's here. That's the point, yes.
You sweeten your palate with the savor of false imagination. Mm-hmm. You blow into the bag of selfhood and fill it. Then, at one prick of a needle, you are emptied of wind. May no intelligent man's body be fat like this.
How literal this is and how truth it is. Listen, Rumi is talking a couple of hundred years ago in that village that we're talking about. And today, you could simply say that, yes, when you inflate your ego, one punch will make it go away. Because that inflated ego cannot be there always. One simple thought will ruin it. But if you let go of that ego, then you're saved from yourself. Yes?
You make pots of snow in winter. When they see the water, how shall they maintain that constancy?
What it meant, this last verse? A very strange example that, okay, you could make, let's say, let go of that pots and stuff like that. There's, if you make it out of snow in the summertime, you are in trouble. If you make this out of snow, you cannot drink the tea. It means what? Because it doesn't matter how do you look. It matters how you really are. But the look is there, isn't it? The look is important. For who? For you. For the rest of us, we don't give a damn how do you look. Because we're worried about our look. Truth is like that. Why should I care how do you look? I should care about how do I look. I'm the important one. I'm the center of my attention. I'm the center of my universe. Oh, up to a couple of years ago, I was the center of the universe. Everybody was, remember? Well, this. This is what it is. Let me tell you a simple stuff about this. You are trying to enrich yourself and learn this wisdom, right? But this wisdom, there is a fake of this wisdom. It could be made, isn't it? Because logically we're talking about it, so there is a fake one of this. And this is not a very scarce stuff. It happens always. Look around you. Don't you see the arrogance in the school of humbleness? Look around you, all these religious institutions we made, and there are the fellows over there, funny looking stuff, that they are funnier than the statue of Pharaoh to me. Because that head of the Pharaoh was a stable. When I look at these hats, I'm sorry, the fellow cannot even sneeze. He wants to lead the humanity to paradise. But it's there. It's a part of it, isn't it? Fortunately, we could talk about it because everyone's religion has that stuff. That's funny thing. What is that? This is the question you say. The fake is always around. Okay? Remember, we are not touching them. First of all, we don't know them. But we are trying to work this out in here, right? So be careful. The next story is just that. And it's the beginning of something else. You will see. Because that's the best approach to the story of Moses. The first story is an ugly looking animal. First of all. Because for you it's not that. When they talk about the jackal, what do you think? Jackal is good, funny in these cartoons. No, jackal is an ugly animal, a very bad animal for them that time. Because jackal will get you chicken, so you have no omelet, period. That's what the life in the city is. Okay? There is this ugly jackal will fall in a pit of colors. Comes out and say, oh, look at me, how beautiful I am. And say, this will happen to you. Then he goes to another story, because one of the worst things about this is simple. Here you learn, right? Day by day you learn something. That learning will inflate your ego. And we are trying to do the opposite. Say, okay, you know more? If you know more, you have to be more responsible. If you know more, you should be more humble. But normally, the opposite will happen, and you should be warned about that. We'll learn about that next time, inshallah. Now I have to read this long, long paragraph, right? For me. بعد ماهی چون رسیدند آن طرف بی نوا ایشان ستوران بی علف روسایی بین که از بدنیتی می کند بعد اللتی یا ولتی روی پنهان می کند زیشان به روز تا سوی باغش به نکش آیند پوز آنچنان رو که همه رزق و شر است از مسلمانان نهان اولاتر روی ها باشد که دیوان چون مگس بر سرش بنشسته باشند چون خرس چون ببینی روی او در تو فتند یا مبین آن رو چو دیدی خوش مخند در چنان روی خبیث آسیه گفت یزدان نصفن به ناسیه چون بپرسیدند خانش یافتند همچو خیشان سوی در بشتافتند در فرو بستند اهل خانش خاجه شد زین کجروی دیوانه وش لیک هنگام درشتی هم نبود چون در افتادی به چه تیزی چه سود بردرش ماندند ایشان پنج روز شب به سرما روز خود خورشید سوز نیزه غفلت بود ماندند نی خری بلکه بود از اضطرار و بیخری بالای من بست نیکان را با لیمان بستنی کن از استرار، شیر مرداری خورد از جور زار. او همینی برش همی گرد.